It behoves us all, doctors, nurses, managers, to treat our junior hospital doctors, our non-consultant hospital doctors, with respect, and the respect they deserve. Because sometimes I think that has been lacking, and it's part of the reason why they feel somewhat devalued. So there's more to life than money. We all know that. Many people working in many parts of this service don't do it for the money involved. They do it for the love of the job and the commitment to the people. And I believe that if you show the same respect to them, you'll retain staff and make it easier to attract staff. And I think that's one of the things that has come through the Brian McGrath report, which we're doing. I've got the initial report to hand, and I'll have the final report, I hope, by the end of this month, with it fully published in July. But that's going to look at the career structures for non-consultant hospital doctors. And hospitals like Letterkenny, because I worked in Blanchardstown when it was a very small hospital. I also worked in Sligo down the road here. They can offer huge value in terms of teaching for younger hospital doctors and in terms of added value. And I think that's a strength a hospital like Letterkenny could really capitalise on into the future. In relation to the other issues around overcrowding, there's absolutely no doubt that we have a big job of work to continue to do in our health services. We are reforming the HSE. We are reforming the Department of Health. We are reforming private health insurance. And that's the only way we're going to fix this.